सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. लास्ट् वीक् ऐ टोल्ड् द श्लोक मुदाकरात्तमोदकं ते कलादरावतंसकं. कलादरावतंसकम् इस् मून् आन् दिस् फोरेट् इवन् Ganapati has a moon on his forehead. I said I'll confirm whether it is on the lap of Shiva or it is moon on the forehead. So he has avatamsakam, avatamsakam, a moon on his forehead. So that was the sloka for last week. This week's sloka, I've sent it in WhatsApp. One minute. Hope you are all able to see this. I had sent this in WhatsApp, so I'm just sharing this week's sloka. You're able to see? One minute. Just going back. Right. Hope you are all able to see this sloka.
Yes,
one of you. Okay, fine. Yeah, the sloka I took for the purpose of two words bringing out a same word bringing two different meanings, right? Shlesha, it is called Shlesha Alankara. Just like we saw something about Pancha Chamara when it is Mudakarata. Shloka is supposed to be, the meter is supposed to be Pancha Chamara meter, Chandas. The same way, you have another system called Alankara Shastra. You have figures of speech, right? A metaphor, simile, and all those things. The same way, in Sanskritam, we have plenty of Alankaras, which really make the shlokas more they make it more lovable, make it more enjoyable, make the shlokas more enjoyable, make the shlokas more manoharam, attracting your heart that way. The shlokas will be enjoyable because of the different figures of speech. So here we have Shlesha Alankara. We have one word giving two different meanings. Agajanana Padmarkam Gajananam Aharnisham Anekadantam Bhaktanam Ekadantam Upasmahe. Here also, just see, anekadantam, ekadantam. How is that possible? Anekadantam means he has plenty of the tusk and all. Here, ekadantam, he has only... One minute, somebody has unmuted. Let me mute all again. So, we see... these two words anekadantam ekadantam. Then we have agajanana gajanana, agajanana gajanana. We have these two words. The shlesha sits here. So here agajanana padmarkam, all the words are dvitiya vibhaktihi. I bow to, as we saw last week, dvitiya vibhakti means I bow to. So here we have Agajanana Padmarkam, the sun of what? Of a lotus. We saw Padmesha Mitra, Padmesha Mitra. Even in Suprabhatam, we have Venkatesha Suprabhatam, Padmesha Mitra Gata, Padmesha Mitra Shatapatra Gata. We have a sloka like that. The same way here, Padmesha, Padma Mitra means Suryan. the mitran of Padma, lotus is Surya. So Padmarkam, Arka is Surya. So Padmarkam is the Suryan of the Surya, the sun of lotus. What is the lotus here? Anana, the face. Whose face is the lotus? Here we have Agha. Agha means Parvata. Na Gachati iti Agha. We saw a word like Bhujanga, Plavanga. Then we have Agha, Naga, Naga, Agha. All these are thing which is very it doesn't move. It is very standstill, or it is stands and it never moves. For that, jangama stavara stavara, that which is still. Okay, so aga na gachati. Aga means na gachati. Aga, aga, aga ja, aga ja, ja. Ja here means what? Ja means from, like we saw, no, atmaja. Atmaja. Atmaja is a daughter. Ja means it is born from. The same way we see Pankaja. Pankajam we say. Pankajam. Ambujam. Varijam. All these things. The ja here denotes jayate. It is born from. So aga ja. Aga ja means Parvati. One who is born from the Parvata, from born of Parvata or whatever. Agaja, Agaja is Parvati. Anana, face. Agaja, Anana. The son of Parvati's face. Parvati's face lotus. The son of Parvati's face lotus. Dvitiya Vibhakti. Upasmahe. We worship. We bow. We bow to that. So this is second Dvitiya Vibhakti. Then we have Gajananam. Gajananam is as the word suggests, Gajasya Ananam. The face of an elephant. So Gaja. Gajananam is the face of elephant, that is Ganapati. Then Aharnisham here is not Dvitiya Vibhakti. Gajananam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Aharnisham is Avyayam. Aharnisham is Avyayam. Avyayam means it doesn't take, it does not become Aharnishani or Aharnishe or Aharnisho. It will not change. So Aharnisham is supposed to be day and night. Avyayam. Anekadantam. So, Ekadantam, he has only one teeth. So, how can you say Anekadantam? We have to split the words here. It is Anekadantam. When you see, when the Makara sees Takara, Sandiru, the Makara becomes Nakara. In, it becomes in. When the Makaram sees the Takaram, the Makaram becomes in. So we have Anekadantam. When you split, it will become Anekadam. Anekadam Tam. Anekadam Tam. Again, Tam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Saha Tam. Dvitiya Vibhakti. It is Dvitiya Vibhakti means that. We worship him. Him. That. Anekadam. Anekadam. As the word suggests, dam. We saw varadam, varada, one who bestows boons. Vara, varam dadati iti varada. Anekani dadati iti anekadam. Sharadam, we saw, no? Varada, varam dadati iti varada. Vidya dadati iti vidyada. Then sukam dadati iti sukada. That way we have anekadam, one who gives in abundance. Anekadam tam. When you join the word, it becomes anekadantam. But you have to split here. Anekadam tam. Tam means that. Bhaktana. Anekadam to whom? To Bhaktana. To all the Bhaktas. He is Anekadam. He bestows an abundance to all his Bhaktas. Ekadantam upasmahe. Ekadantam. We know. Ekadantam is what? Ekadantam is one who has only one long tusk. So, Ekadantam, Upasmahe. Upasmahe, as I said, we have three sets of dhatus. So, here we have, just like Pathami is Ekavachanam, Pathamaha is Bahuvachanam, Sevate is Ekavachanam, the Atmanepadam, the Bahuvachanam will be, Ekavachanam will be Seve, Bahuvachanam will be Sevamahe. The same way, Upas, Upase, Upasvahe, Upasmahe. Upasmahe, we do Upasana. We do Upasana for that, for this. Who is the sun, the Suryan of the face lotus of the lotus faced Parvati? Then who has the face of a elephant? Then who is a bestower in abundance, who gives in abundance? Then who is a data of plenty of things? Then who is also, who has only one task? That Gachananam, that Vinayakam, we bow down to that Vinayakam. We saw in that one also, right? Nata Ashubha Ashu Nashakam. Nata Ashubha Ashu Nashakam. Mudakarata, Nata Ashubha Ashu Nashakam. Who, the one who worships, Nata means the one who has bent and bowed down. Those people, that is those people who worship Lord Ganesha, what happens? Nata Ashubha. For those, the Nata, the for the people who worship Ganesha, Nata Ashubha. Their Ashubhas, their Ashubha, their bad things, Ashubhas are Ashu Nashakam. Ashu, he immediately, Ashu is supposed to be quick. Ashutoshi, we say for Shiva. Ashutoshi means he immediately becomes very happy. Ashutoshi. Ashutoshi, the same way. Ashuhasaha. We have so many words like that. And he becomes, in just a second, he makes others laugh. All these things. Ashutoshi. Ashu means quickly. So, Ashu Nashaka, that in Mudakarata. Here we see Ekadantam Upasmahe. That type of Ekadantam we bow and we salute. Fine. The next page would be So, any doubts here? 1 minute. Let me go to the web page again. Okay, I'm not able to go because I have one unmute here, right? Okay, how do I go to this page? Fine, I got it.
Bhagini, can you explain the first line one? Agaja Anana Padmasam.
Okay, Agaja Anana. Aga is Parvata. Aga, supposed to be for Parvata. Aga, Aga, Ja. Ja is for born. For Atmaja, we saw in a few classes back, we saw Atmaja when we were doing Saptami Vibhakti. Atmaja. So, Ja means that which is born of, born from and all. So, Aga Ja is Parvati, the one who is born to Parvata. Born to Parvata, born from Parvata. So, Parvati. Agaja is Parvati. Anana is face. Face of Parvati. The face of Parvati resembles the lotus. So, Agajanana Padma. So, the face is the lotus. Anana Padma. Padmanana. Padmanana, face like lotus. The Parvati's face like lotus. The Surya for Parvati's lotus like face. Who is that? That is Ganesha. He is the Arka. Arka means Surya. Agajanana Padmarka. So, Padmarkam Vayam Upasmahe. We worship that Arka, that Suryan, who is the, who is that Suryan of Parvati. Parvati's lotus like face. Agajanana Padmarkam. Gajananam, Gaja is elephant, Anana is Vinayaka. So Gajanana means the one who has elephant face. Gajananam. We upas vayam upasmahe. Gajananam vayam upasmahe. So you have to relate everything to upasmahe. Agajanana Padmarkam, the Suryan. We worship the Suryan, the sun, who is the sun for the lotus. Then we worship the elephant faced. Then we worship one who is bestower, anekadam, who bestows in abundance, anekadam. Tam, we worship that anekadam, who for bhaktanam anekadam, who bestows in abundance to his devotees. We worship that upasmahe ekadantam, that one test vinayakam ganapatim vi upasmahe vayam upasmahe. But
how do Padmartham fits into entire context? Like when we say Parvati and then Padma, lotus and Surya, how does that relate to the Parvati?
Because Parvati's face, see, we want to use Suryan. He is the Suryan. He is the sun. The Gajanana is the sun. S-U-N. So sun means automatically, sun is always the friend for lotus. Now, what can be compared to lotus? The Parvati's face is compared to lotus. So, one who, like, what happens when the lotus sees the sun, it blossoms. The same way, Parvati's face blossoms. Parvati's face blossoms seeing his son, who is her son. Because seeing Gajanana, seeing the Ganapati, Parvati's face blossoms. So here Ganapati is taken as sun, here taken as Surya, and Parvati's face is considered as lotus. Okay? So the lotus blossoms in seeing Vinayakam, Arkam, that Arkam. So Parvati's face blooms, it blossoms. Okay? I hope I cleared your doubts. Is that okay?
Yes, pardon.
Okay, fine. Now, we will go to this. Okay, we thought we will do Saptami Vibhakti. We wanted to do Kriyapadam, but I thought we will finish the, 1 minute. We'll finish the Saptami Vibhakti and then we can go to the Kriyapada Bahuvachana Mandala. We saw Bahuvachanam little, but we need to do Saptami Vibhakti to get more of the Kriyapadam, for using more Kriyapadam. So I thought we'll finish the Saptami Vibhakti. Saptami Vibhakti means the locative case. As the adhikarana karaka, we saw adhikarana, adhara, adhikarana all mean the same. Adhikaranam is the location, the location. That's why it's called locative case. Adhikarana karakam, Sanskritam it is called adhikarana karakam. Then we have in Hindi we say adhikarana mepar. Then in English it is in on. She sits on the mat. He lives in the cave. Simha lives in the cave and all those things. Fine. On the Rama sits on the rock. Rama sits on the rock. They live in the hut. They live in the Parnashala. All these things come in Saptami Vibhakti. Okay, so before going to the paper there on the screen, I just wanted to imagine. I want you all to imagine. You have your hand, hastaha asti. Then you have you have your hand on in the left, or you have something on the left hand, and you are holding the right hand. So hastaha asti, the right hand is spread. Now you have a chashakaha, a tumbler on the left hand. A tumbler on the left hand. Or a chamasaha, a spoon on the left hand. What you do, you take the spoon and place it on your right hand, on the hand which is spread. You place the spoon. First what happens, you have hastaha asti, chamasaha asti. Chamasaha, spoon is there, hand is there. Then what happens, the spoon, you make the spoon, you place the spoon on the hand. So what happens, chamasaha haste asti. What happens, chamasaha haste asti. Spoon is on the hand. Chamasaha haste asti. Chamasaha kutra asti. Chamasaha haste asti. Hastaha. Again, hastaha is there. Then you have a pustaka. A pustaka. What happens there? Pustakam on your left hand. Hastaha is there. You keep the pustakam on the hand. You keep the pustakam on the hand. So, pustakam haste asti. Pustakam kutra asti. Pustakam haste asti. Hastaha becomes haste. Saptami vibhakti, what happens? Hastaha, aha, becomes haste. Haste asti. Then you have sudakandaha. You have hastaha asti, sudakandaha asti. Sudakandaha means chalk piece, a chalk with which we write on the blackboard, a chalk piece. Sudakandha, sudakandaha. Hastaha asti, sudakandaha asti. Haste sudakandaha asti. Sudakandaha haste asti. Sudakandaha kutra asti. Sudakandaha haste ते अस्ति, हस्तः अस्ति, चमसः चषकः अस्ति, चषकः हस्ते अस्ति, चषकः हस्ते अस्ति, चषकः कुत्र अस्ति, चषकः हस्ते अस्ति, हस्ते हस्तः अस्ते. नौ you have chamasaha chashakaha. You have chamasaha and you have chashakaha. Chashakaha asti. You place the chamasaha, chamasaha spoon on the, you place it in the tumbler, the chashakaha. What happens? Chamasaha chashake asti. चषकः चषके अस्ति, चमसः चषके अस्ति, चमसः कुत्र अस्ति, चमसः चषके अस्ति, चषकः अस्ति, टम्ब्लर् अस्ति. What all the things can be in the tumbler. Okay, chashakaha idanim chamasaha. A spoon is there on the tumbler, in the tumbler. So, chashakaha chamasaha chashake asti. I'll unmute all of you. You answer the questions accordingly. Prema bhagini, chashakaha asti. You just say, what else can be there in the chashaka? Chashake... किं चषके अस्ति प्रेमा भगिनी कैन यू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ प्रेमा भगिनी ओके फाइन विजी भगिनी कैन यू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ भगिनी
या
कैन यू से भगिनी प्लीज
कैन आई से
या चषकः अस्ति भगिनी यू से व्हाट कैन बी देयर इन द चषक
द्रव्यम् अस्ति
वेरि गुड् एनि द्रव्यम् एनि लिक्विड् लिक्विड् इस् देर् इन् द टम्ब्लर् सो द्रव्यं चषके अस्ति द्रव्यं कुत्र अस्ति
द्रव्यं चषके अस्ति
द्रव्यं चषके अस्ति ओके धन्यवादः भगिनी नागेन्द्रमहोदय
आं भगिनि
चषकः अस्ति किम् अस्ति चषके
चषके चमसः अस्ति
चषके चमसः अस्ति. कुत्र चमसः अस्ति? उत्तमं. चमसः चषके अस्ति. धन्यवादः महोदय. सेतुरामन् महोदय.
चषके जलम् अस्ति.
चषके जलम् अस्ति. कुत्र जलम् अस्ति?
चषके सोरि चषके जलम् अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. Because you said Chashaka in the first, I placed Kutra in the first. Okay, no worries. The answer is correct. Sita Bhagini.
So what could have been the alternate, like, can you please clarify?
Jalam Kutra Asti. Jalam Chashake Asti. Kutra okay. Jalam Asti. Chashake Jalam Asti. You have to
so
remember
either way,
that
Kutra.
Either way.
So correct. Either one could say the sentence either way, like, जलं चषके अस्ति और चषके जलम् अस्ति.
उत्तमम्.
चषके क्षीरम् अस्ति.
उत्तमं. चषके क्षीरम् अस्ति. कुत्र क्षीरम् अस्ति?
क्षीरं चषके अस्ति.
क्षीरं चषके अस्ति. उत्तमं. धन्यवादः भगिनि. राधा भगिनि.
नमस्ते भगिनि.
नमस्ते अम्मा. कुड् यु टेल् मी चषके किम् अस्ति?
चषके आपः अस्ति.
चषके किम् अस्ति भगिनि?
आपः. वाटर् आपः.
जलं. यस् यस् यस्.
कन् वी से आपः आल्सो? इस् दट् राइट् टु से दट्?
Yeah, aapa okay. is right to, it's okay. right. I'll just clarify with the word. Aapa. Chashake aapa ha asti. Dhanyavada bhagini. Kutra, sorry. Kutra aapa ha asti?
Chashake aapa ha asti.
Uttama. Dhanyavada bhagini. Now, coming to this word aap. We say aap, bhoomi, jalam. When we say the pancha indriyas, we say, use this word. Ab, abhi, ap. Ap is supposed to be the base word. Ap. And it always takes the bahuvachanam. It's a strilinga word. The only strilinga word for jalam is aap. It is a strilinga word. And it is aap ekavachanam. Ekavachanam will be aapaha. Ekavachanam will be aapaha. Then we say, you would all be aware of this. We say, no, adbihi. We do adbihi salilakriya. Vidya jalam. We do vidya. Adbihi we always use in all the, any karma we do, like shardha karma or any thing, we always use the word adbihi. Adbihi. Adbihi is the tritiya vibhakti for this apa. Okay, you this word itself is a peculiar word. It's a strilinga word for jalam. And the word, base word is appa, but the eka prathama vibhakti will become appaha. And it is nitya bahu vachanam. Okay, I cannot say proper vyakarana reetya, I would not say kim chashake kim asti. I would not say that. I would have to say kaha santi. Chashake kaha santi. Because apaha is a strilinga word and it is nitya bahu vachanam. There are few words which are strilinga and nitya bahu vachanam. For example, you have the word called praja. Praja. Praja, if it is for the people, for the people. We always say makkal. In Tamil we say makkal. Makkal is a bahuvachana word. Makkal sonnargal. We don't say makkal sonnar. We say makkal. Makkal is a bahuvachana. The same way prajaha. Nitya bahuvachanam. If it refers to the makkal, if it refers to the people, it is nitya bahuvachanam. Nitya bahuvachanam, strilingam, nitya bahuvachanam. You can say praja for progeny also. Then you will have a ekavachanam. like dasharathasya praja ramah, then you can have a ekavachanam. If it refers to ayodhya prajah, if it refers to the people, 1 minute, I think I have to mute. Mute 1 minute. Okay, if I have to say for the people, it is nitya bahuvachanam. So there are few words like this apaha nitya bahuvachanam strilingam, prajaha nitya bahuvachanam strilingam, then you have a word called samaha, shashvati samaha. Samaha is years. It's a nitya bahuvachana strilinga word, sama. Very rarely, maybe, I don't know, maybe in Vedas it can be there, because Vedas have their own set of rules, okay? Apaurusheyam, and they are not man-made. So, those words are different. But in Vyakarana Ritya, if you see, samaha is a nitya bahuvachana strilinga word, samaha. Samaha. There are some peculiarities, some Vyakarana rules attached to all these words. Ears.
Ear means Karna?
Not Y-E-A-R, ears.
Oh, okay, Y-E-A-R.
Ear, Samaha. You have no Manishada Pratishthatvam Adhama Shashwati Samaha. Sambatsaraha, samaha. You have, there you have, samaha is years. Y-E-A-R-S. Thank you for asking, because I think everybody would be having this doubt. It is not karnaha, it is Y-E-A-R-S. Sambatsaraha. We say, no, for year we have sambatsaraha, the same way here, samaha, strilinga word. Apaha. So, usually, what?
You mentioned about this this particular word for apaha, and then you said something to do with adbhyah, something you do said, right?
Adbhyah,
what was that?
Adbhihi is with the water. No, we you might all be aware of this word adbhihi, because you'll be, when you do sharda or when you do any karma, we always use that from the panchapatra jalam. When we sprinkle it on something, the priest will say adbhihi. He will automatically say adbhihi.
Chitra.
So that adbhihi is, 1 minute, I'll mute. The adbhihi is, 1 minute. Okay. Gadbihi is with water. And it is the tritiya vibhakti of this this apaha only becomes in tritiya vibhakti adbihi. I said.
So adbihi, so what does adbihi mean?
With water.
With water, is it? Because there is a phrase from one of the Upanishads which says, adbhyah prithivi means it somewhat seems to mean that the earth emerged from water. So in the sequence of so akashad vayuhu vayur agnihi agne rapaha adbhyah prithivi.
Exactly. Adbhyaha is from what? From the earth, from the apaha, from the jalam we have prithivi. And one more thing, this word was used by Radha Bhagini. Who used this apaha? Mostly this apaha word we use in terms of when we do some agni karyam or when we do some rituals, you know, like shastrokta rituals, we use this word apaha.
Bhagini, excuse me. This is like, as we say, tirtham.
We normally use. But what happens is, apaha, exactly, you said madri, and what happens is, apaha, we usually use it probably in the ritualistic way. Normally, we never say apaha sti, we never say. I mean, it's not in the normal usage, but it is not wrong to use it. But normally, we don't use it. Okay?
And you said third vibhakti, it is abdihi, second ba.
No. It is third. Abdihi. Third da. That's why I said it's a difference. Adbihi. You might be wondering, like, where this word comes from. So, what happens is, ippa becomes id. there. You have a sutra, Panini sutra, which says appu becomes the ippu becomes id for this word. So what happens is apaha apaha, then you have adbihi, adbyaha, adbyaha, then you have apam, the shashti vibhakti will be apam. So only for the tritiya, chaturthi, panchami we have ad, ad prayogaha instead of ap. Then we have apam, shashti vibhakti, apam, then we have apsu. Yeah, apsu, apsu, apsara comes from that.
Oh, apsara.
Apam, shanti mantra, vedala solrom nyavagam illa, enakku kattakana varamaatengu.
So, it comes in mantra pushpam. Yopam pushpam veda.
Veda.
It comes in the mantra pushpam chanting, where yopam pushpam veda, and everywhere it comes like apam pushpam, so...
apam is the bahuvachanam of water. It comes in the bahuvachanam apam. So it's a wonderful thing. Apam, apsu. Apsu is in water. This apsu you can use. Apaha, apaha also is used. Adbihi is also used, but you have to remember it is the base word is apa. Adbihi is used in plenty of our rituals. Adbihi aham prokshyam karomi. SG?
Apsu will come in Navagraha Suptam. Apsu me somo rabravi dantar vishvani bheshaja. Apsu me
somo. Apsu
me somo.
Somo, right. Super. Soma,
can you send this Vibhakti, the chart, if you have handy?
Which Vibhakti chart, Mahode?
Apaha.
Oh, yes, surely. The whole Vibhakti. Okay, I'll send
yes,
it. Okay, sure. So, Apsu is your Saptami Vibhakti. So, I just wanted to tell this because it's a wonderful word Bhagini used to today. It's a Strilinga word. Usually, all the synonyms for Jalam would be mostly in Sanskritam, there is no 100%. It is always 99.99% because there will be some exception. The same way here, Apaha is a Strilinga Nitya Bahuvachana word for Jalam. So you have to be very careful in using the word apaha because the question word will change and the the pronouns if you are going to attach that will also change. You cannot say tat jalam. You won't be saying that. You have to say taha apaha. So you have to be very careful with that. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful that you used.
I would not have known this otherwise. Thank you.
You used a wonderful word, apaha. I really got carried away. Okay, let me come to the class again. Now, we have, so this is your Saptami Vibhakti. Then, Saptami Vibhakti, we saw, what did we see? We saw, Hastaha becomes Haste. Hastaha becomes Haste. Now, a few more. What I will do is, we will discuss this chart, then we will do some more example for Ekavachanam. We will finish all the Akaranta, Akaranta and all those things. Then we will have separate, like we did for Pata, Vidyalaya, Sianama and all, we will do some more exercises. Here, you have this. Asti is common. For all the sentences, Asti is there. You have, okay, somebody has... Send something in chat. If you have sent, please tell. If I go there, my chart will go. Okay? You have sent something in chat, somebody?
Yes, no, Padmi. I just want to
look at it later. Now, yes, phalam asti. Vrikshaha asti. Again, I don't know whether this class had the doubt, but I'll clarify for both the class, both the things. Here, you'll just see, phalam, im is there. I have written im. Vrikshaha is there. Now, in the following, the sentence there, I have written, phalam, vrikshe asti. Okay? The phalam, vrikshe asti, I have written. There, I have used the anuswara. okay? The dot is called anuswara. Anuswara is the dot. Im is the full im. Why I have used him here? Why I have used anuswara there? Because phalam and vrikshaha are two separate words. I have not combined them in a sentence yet. So, they phalam comes one in one column, vrikshaha comes in another column. They are two separate sentences, they're separate words or separate, you can take it as sentence too. Whereas here, it forms the same sentence. When you are using the words in sentence, it usually happens with me. What I do is, I will just on the flow, I will write him. Then I will see the next letter and I will cut the im and put anuswara just like I did here. So, you have to be very careful. You will not write the im when it is followed by a consonant. I think you all would be knowing this rule, but I'm just saying. Maybe brushing up, that's it. So, phalam atra, what kim asti, atra makaraha na lekani. Kimartam na lekaniyam? Because vrikshaha, iv, is a consonant. Okay, if I say phalam asti, only vriksha is not there, only phalam asti, then I can write the makara. I should write the makara. It is not I can, I should write the makara. Okay, if you are writing an exam and I am going to be correcting your papers, I will surely not give marks if you are going to put anuswara when the im is followed by any vowel. You have to write im only. When the im is followed by a consonant, abhyanjanam, you automatically, the im will become anuswara, a dot. Okay, that's why, and further clarifying this, in Hindi, for all the im, you put a dot. In Sanskritam, that is not the case. If you are building a word, if you are making a word, and the word has im, and the following the word, I mean the in the process of making a word, it's not already made into a padam. I'm talking about padam. I'm not talking about shabdaha. Okay, shabdaha is a crude word. I'm talking about the padam, which is in a padam panniyachu. The same way here, padam is that which has a vibhakti ending or a verb ending. Now, when you have a word, when you are in the process of making a word, you have gam and you have ga. Both of them independently, they don't go. They have to be joined. So independently, gam is not a padam, ga is not a padam. When gam and ga are joined together, they become a padam. So in the process of making the padam, what happens? Im will the first thing is, after immediately seeing ga at the back, consonant at the back, im will become anuswara. Okay, that process ends in Hindi. Ga, then you have anuswara ga. Hindi process over. But in Sanskritam, another process is there. Okay, another process is there, and that process is what happens is this ga. Ga, im anuswara is seeing ga, and ga is supposed to be a vargiya vyanjana. Okay, it comes under the varga. Kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, tavarga, like that. Ga comes in the kavarga. So, when ga comes in the kavarga, anuswara, only the anuswara. So, first process is changing the makaram into anuswara. Anuswara will take the fifth letter of the kavarga, because you have a kavarga letter at the back. Anuswara will take the fifth letter of the kavarga. So what happens is ga, anuswara will become ing, ganga. This is how you have to write in Sanskritam. Sanskritam ga upar dot, on top dot and ga is wrong, because you have the next sandhi there. Next to sandhi playing, you have anuswarasya yai para savarna. What happens is anuswara becomes a para, the fifth letter of the following vargiya vyanjanam. So you have ganga. This is the case when the words are not padam, they are just words. Okay, gum is a dhatu, is a crude word, so it is not a padam. But when it is a padam, what happens? Like you have tvam karoshi, here also what happens? Seeing ka makaram will, if it is going above your heads, above board, don't worry, I will keep on repeating this. Well, as the topic has come here, I just wanted to give an introduction. If it is not understandable, just don't bother. Okay, you will learn it as you go. Okay, kalakramena acharya parama padamadate, the same way kalakramena, it will be you will be able to understand it better. Now you have tvam is a full padam. Karoshi, again it's a full padam. They both are two individual padams. It means karoshi can be used separately, tvam can be used separately. Now, when you have this in a sentence, tvam karoshi, what happens? Automatically, seeing ka, the sim will become anuswara. Tva, anuswara karoshi, tvam karoshi. And ka is there. Then the anuswara will become tvam karoshi. So tvam karoshi is also correct. Tva anuswara karoshi, tvam karoshi is also correct. If there are padams, you can use either way. When you are in the making of a word, making of a padam, it is compulsory. So ga anuswara ga is not acceptable in Sanskritam. Ga ing ga is only acceptable in Sanskritam. Tvam karoshi, tva anuswara karoshi, or tvam karoshi, both are okay. Got it?
Now, Bhagini Sethuraman here.
Phalam vrikshe asti. So the phalam, since the makara is seeing the iv, the consonant, following consonant, makara changes into anuswara. So what you have? Phalam vrikshe asti. Right. Now, I want each one of you to take one sentence and answer me. Okay.
Bhagini Sethuraman here.
Phalam vrikshe asti. Prema Bhagini. Chandraha akashaha asti. Make it into a sentence.
Chandraha akashe.
Prema Bhagini.
Chandraha akashe asti.
1 minute. I'm not able to hear. Why? Yeah. Now?
Okay. Bhagini Sethuraman here.
Are you able to hear me?
Ma'am, I'm able to hear you. Can you hear me?
1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Write both im as well as anuswara, or is it when tvam and karoshi come together, they are im becomes anuswara?
No, I said anuswara and ing. Im will never be there. When automatically, okay, when a consonant follows, im will be changed to anuswara.
Okay, so it will, in written form, it will be tvam with a ing, mean the ing with a g, meaning g effect.
Yeah, exactly. Fifth letter of the kavarga.
Yeah, because in Vedic chanting too, they sometimes ask us to apply these rules. So where it comes to tvameva kevalam kartasi, so they say kevalam kartasi instead of kevalam.
Very good. Kevalam kartasi, so, exactly.
Yeah, so this rule seems to be used by some branches of chanting, and some people don't seem to consciously follow it. So I was just wondering, so what you said seems to be very, very much tallying with that thing.
Exactly, because it's an optional rule. when it comes to kevalam is an independent word, karta is an independent padam. So they have an option there, either you use kevalam karta independently without doing the parasavarna, or you use kevalam karta, it becomes, there you have an option, whereas in Ganga you don't have an option. Okay, you have Ankani, Ankani, there also you don't have an option. They are all one, you cannot put for Am plus Kani becomes Ankani. So you cannot be writing, you cannot be putting a dot and write Kani, that will be wrong for Sanskrit. In Hindi,
just to extend my doubt here, how does this differ? You said that they have an option, they don't have an option. So, for example, the word Shankara is there. You cannot say Shankara. We have to always use Shankara because it's one word.
On the process of making a word. Yeah, padam.
Okay.
Padam is a word, I think, will be very, it is too broad in English. But in Sanskritam, Shabdaha can be that which is not made into a padam, but padam is always the padam aakkapatta abdingra arthathila. Like you have a case ending, you have a vibhakti, Ramaha is a padam, whereas Rama is not a padam, it is a shabda. Okay, it is only sound, shabda. Ramaha is a padam. Pat is not a padam. Pat is a crude word. Pathati is a padam. You understand the difference?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not very clear, actually. So, padam and this, how does it differ? You said.
Padam is padam means the word has an independent meaning. It has an independent usage. Like Ramaha can be used alone. You don't need any. You don't have to add anything to Ramaha to use it. Already it is made into a padam. It is cooked a word. That's it. You can use it as it is. Like patthati, okay. You can use it. But pat, you cannot use it. Where will you use pat? You cannot say Ramaha pat. No, that is not possible. Pat cannot be used. You have to add something to make it a padam and then use it. Patthati can be used. Rama, the crude word, cannot be used.
Ji, can you please go on mute while Bhagini is talking? We cannot hear. I can hear some background noise.
Yeah, Rama cannot be used independently, right? Rama cannot be used independently. You have to say either, if you have to say the subject, you have to say Ramaha. You have to say Ramam or something. So, Rama is not a padam. Rama is a shabda. Rama is a shabda. And pat is not a padam. Pat is a dhatu. It's a crude word. Then you have, from that you have Ramaha, which is a padam. You can use Ramaha patati, Ramaha likati, Ramaha pachiti, Ramaha, Ramaha, everywhere you can use that. Okay, the same way pat cannot be used. You cannot say pat. There's no meaning to it. Like patati is a word which can be used. So word itself in English has plenty of meanings, like it's a vast thing. But in Sanskritam, you have beautiful words like Shabdaha, Rama Shabdaha, we say. Shabdaha is just, it's made, there is a sound for that. There is a sound, Rama, the sound is there. But you cannot be using it. You are making it into a padam. You are making it into a padam by adding the vibhaktis. Then they become padam and they are used independently. Look at gum and ga. Okay, what happens? Ga, gachati is the gachati is abbreviated and it takes ga. Gum again, gum is the crude word. What happens? Gum cannot. You cannot say gum. You cannot say gum. And use it in a sentence. What meaning does it convey? Doesn't convey any meaning. So, gum is not a padam. It is a shabda. The same way, ga is not a padam. You are making a padam out of these two shabdas. The end result is a padam. So when you are making a padam, it is compulsory that you use this rule. Anuswara will take the parasavarga, the one, the letter which follows. Anuswara will become the fifth letter of the letter which is following. Okay, but when you have words like tvam, karoshi, tvam is an independent word. Tvam kim karoshi? Tvam, you can always say it is an independent word. The same way karoshi, tvam karyam karoshi, tvam pujam karoshi, karoshi is an independent word. If used in a sentence, it will convey a meaning. So it is a padam. What happens? Tvam is a padam, karoshi is a padam. Here, automatically, after seeing the ka, the makara will become anuswara. So tva, anuswara karoshi. Tva, anuswara becomes tvang karoshi. Now, it is up to you whether you change the anuswara into the fifth letter of the following letter of the following varna. Like kavarga is following ga. You have karoshi ka. Ka is kavarga. So what is the fifth letter of ka? It is ing. So for anuswara will take the form of tvang karoshi, but it is optional. Whereas writing ganga, it is not optional. You have another thing. Am jali. Am and jali. It is, you never say Amjali, you say Anjali. What happens? Amjalayati iti Anjali. Am is supposed to be the God. The God is, Anjali is your holding both the hands together and saluting. So that is called Anjali. Anjali Padmahasta, Anjali. So the words, what is the meaning of that word is, it makes the God Dayardra. It uruga vekkaradu. Jalayati uruga jala dravamakaradu. Dravikka vekkaradu. Abade, that is in Tamil. I don't know how to explain it in English. Melts your heart. Melts is not the word for jalayati, but I melts your heart. So So there, what happens is and jali. Both are not independently a padam. Okay, we are forming a padam out of these two non-padams. So there it is very important that on top you have im becomes anuswara after seeing ja. Okay, so anuswara jali, anjali, Hindi, that's it. In Sanskritam, anuswara will become nya. Cha cha ja ja inj. So it will become inya. So Anjali. Okay. Hope I am clear. Or not?
Yeah, super. Thank you.
Some more examples. Okay. Okay. Fine.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Then. Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah,
anything else?
Hi. Chandraha Akashaha. Okay.
Yeah, Prema Bhagini. Yes, 1 minute. Prema Bhagini, can you unmute yourself and answer this? Answer that, ma.
Can you hear me, ma?
Can you hear absolutely. Me? Yes.
Okay. So, Chandraha Akashe Asti.
Chandraha only. Chandraha becomes Akashe Santi. But you have only one Chandra. So Chandraha Akashe Asti. Uttama. Chandraha Kutra Asti Bhagini.
Chandraha Akashe Asti.
Uttama. Next one. After Prema Bhagini, who is that? 1 minute. After Prema Bhagini, can you please look into the attendees list and answer accordingly? Nauka Samudraha Asti. Who has to answer?
Me, Vijay Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini, please answer.
Nauka Samudraha. Naukaha Samudre Asti.
Naukaha. Why should you turn into Bahuvachanam? If you turn, no problems. If you turn into Bahuvachanam, it will become Santi. Okay?
Okay.
Nauka is nauka is a small boat. Okay, nauka. Okay. Nauka samudre asti. Nauka yeah. samudre santi. That is immaterial. Okay. If you change the nauka, okay. it will become santi. Okay. Now, nauka kutra asti.
Nauka samudre asti.
Uttama. Dhanyavada. Next one. Who's the next one?
Seturaman, I'll go for it. Bhaktah and Devalayah. So, Bhaktah Devalaye Asti.
Bhaktah Devalaye Asti. If you go for the Bahuvachanam, it will be Bhaktah Devalaye Santi. That's it. Okay. Bhaktah Kutra Asti.
Bhaktah Devalaye Asti.
Uttama. Dhanyavada. The next one, please.
पुस्तकम् अस्ति स्यूतः अस्ति पुस्तकं स्यूते अस्ति
सूपर्
पुस्तकानि स्यूते सन्ति
उत्तमं पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति
पुस्तकं स्यूते अस्ति
उत्तमं स्यूतः मीन्स् अ बेग् ओके पुस्तकं स्यूते अस्ति पुस्तकं स्यूते अस्ति उत्तमं ओके द नेक्स्ट वन् Then we have here we have we saw Vidyalayaha. Can all mute yourself, please? I hear plenty of sound. I think Sita Bhagini has to answer and Radha Bhagini has to answer. Please wait, Bhagini. I'll finish this and then you can answer these sentences. Now for aha ending, what we had? We had parvatah parvate, syutah syute, vidyalayah vidyalaye, megah mege, akashah akashe. Now what happens is patrika. What is here? Patrika, akaranta strilinga. What happens here? Till now, what we have seen is the A ending will always have a Ya attached to it. Ya. Ya attached to it. Okay. Bye. Ya attached to it. So, you have Balika, Balika, Yaha. The same way here, Saptami Vibhakti, what happens? Patrika, you have one yam attached to it. You have to be very careful with the strilinga words. Okay. There you just have Ram. Parvataha parvate. Okay. You attach one ye to it. Remove the visarga. Here, what happens? You attach yam. Patrika yam. Patashala. Patashala yam. Then you have Veda Patashala, or you have Bhojanashala, Bhojanashala Yam, then you have Mala, Mala Yam, Guha, Guha Yam, you have Guha, Guha Yam, then you have Petika, Petika put box. पेटिकायां मञ्जुषा पुट् बाक्स् मञ्जुषायां वि कीप् सीङ्ग् दट् इन् अवर् एक्सर्सैस् अभ्यास पुस्तकं रैट् मञ्जुषा मञ्जुषायां वि कीप् सीङ्ग् दट् द सेम् वे हियर् इट् इस् पेटिका पेटिकायां सो ओके नौ सो वार्ता पत्रिकायाम् अस्ति वार्ता न्यूस् वार्ता मीन्स् न्यूस् पत्रिका पेपर् यात्रिकः ट्रावेलर् नौका बोट् वस्त्रं क्लोत् पेटिका बाक्स् पत्रं पेपर् सञ्चिका फैल् सञ्चयति इति सञ्चिका सञ्चिका द वर्ड्स् आर् सेल्फ् एक्स्प्लेनेटरि सञ्चयति सञ्चिका फैलिङ्ग् पुष्पं पुष्पं लता मीन्स् क्रीपर् लता इस् अ क्रीपर् ओके नौ यु हाव् सञ्चिका यु हाव् सन्दंशिका दंशिका मीन्स् वाट् दंशिका मीन्स् दट् विच् बैट्स् आर् होल्स् सो सन्दंशिका सन्दंशयति इट् बैट्स् वेरि इट् बैट्स् इन् अ गुड् वे सो युर् क्लिप् युर् एनी क्लिप् like a clothes clip is there, no? You put clips on the clothes when you dry it. So that is called sandamshika. Na sandamshika, here it is sanchika. Sanchika is your file, organizer file. Now, the next one I think has to be to Nagendra Mahode said, Sita Bhagini, Varta Patrikayam Asti. So im I have written because following okay. A is there. No, consonant is there. यात्रिकः
ओके यात्रिकः नौकायाम् अस्ति यात्रिकाः नौकायां सन्ति
यात्रिकः कुत्र अस्ति
यात्रिकः नौकायाम् अस्ति
उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनि राधा भगिनी वस्त्रं
वस्त्रं पेटिकायाम् अस्ति
पेटिकायाम् अस्ति वस्त्रं बहुवचनं
वस्त्राणि पेटिकायां सन्ति
वस्त्राणि पेटिकायां सन्ति उत्तमं वस्त्रं कुत्र अस्ति भगिनी
पेटिकायाम् अस्ति
वस्त्रं पेटिकायाम् अस्ति धन्यवादः भगिनी अगेन् प्रेमा भगिनी पत्रं
पत्रं सञ्चिका सो पत्रं सञ्चिकायाम् अस्ति पत्राणि
उत्तमं पत्राणि सञ्चिकायां सन्ति पत्राणि कुत्र सन्ति
पत्राणि सञ्चिकायां
सन्ति उत्तमं आफ्टर् प्रेमा भगिनी विजी भगिनी Hope all have answered one round. I think Prema Bhagini, Viji Bhagini, Sethuraman Mahode, Nagendra Mahode, Sita Bhagini, then you have Radha Bhagini. Yeah, only six of you are there, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
Yes, yes.
Now, Viji Bhagini.
Meena. Huh?
Pushpam Lata. No, 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 Pushpam Lata.
पुष्पं लतायाम् अस्ति पुष्पाणि लतायाम् अस्ति
लतायां सन्ति पुष्पाणि लतायां सन्ति उत्तमं पुष्पं कुत्र अस्ति भगिनि
पुष्पं लतायाम् अस्ति
उत्तमं सो धन्यवादः भगिनि सो What happens when it is aha, it becomes ye. So, Ramaha, Rame. Syutaha, Syute. Akashaha, Akashe. Megaha, Mege. If it is ah, Strilingam, it becomes yam. Ah will be there, one yam will be added. So, Patrika, Patrika, yam. Mala, Mala, yam. Petika, Petika, yam. Katha, Kathayam. Bhasha, Bhashayam. Okay, then you have a stri ikaranta strilinga as usual, any ikaranta, what we do, we remove the e. If it is akaranta, we retain the entire word and we add yam. But when it comes to e, what we do, we remove the e and then add yam. So nadi, what happens? E goes nadyam. It becomes nadyam. Nadi becomes nadyam. Droni, dronyam. Kupi, kupyam. Duravani, duravan. Yam. Okay, now meenaha nadi asti, meenaha nadyam asti. Meenaha kutra asti, meenaha nadyam asti, meenaha nadyam asti. Sethuraman Mahode, jalam droni, droni is supposed to be a bucket.
Correct. So Jalam dronyam asti.
Uttama. Jalam dronyam asti. Jalam kutra asti.
Jalam dronyam asti.
Uttama. Dhanyavada Mahode. Now,
will there be
a doubt? Yeah, you may have a doubt whether it will have a bahuvachanam. You
I was about to ask that.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So what happens is, when you have jalam from different sources, like you have jalam from the tap water, you have jalam, you are accumulating all the jalam in one container. You have from nalika, you have from the samudra, you have from the nadi, and you have from the rain. So when you are accumulating all the jalam in one container, you can use the bahuvachanam. If it is just the same source, it will always be jalam only. Jalam kudu, we say. We never say jalangalai kudu, right? We say jalam kudu. So, it is only ekavachana if it is the same source. Okay?
So, how will one use it if it is here in different sources here? So, jalani, will it come jalani?
Yeah, jalani dronyam sandhi. You have jalam, you have in a bucket, you have mixed all the water from different sources and you have put it in a bucket. It will be jalani dronyam sandhi.
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Next one is Nagendra Mahode. Mashi lekhani asti. Mashi is supposed to be your ink. Okay?
Mashi is ink. Lekhani asti. Mashi lekhanyam asti.
Uttam. Mashi,
what is mashi?
Mashi is ink ma. Ink pen, ink. Okay. Mashi lekhanyam asti. Mashi kutra asti mahode. Mahode, Nagendra Mahode. Mashi kutra asti.
Mashi lekhanyam asti.
Uttam, dhanyavad mahode. Next one after Nagendra Mahode. Sita Bhagini, annam.
Ha. Annam darvyam, darvyam asti. Here also same doubt. Like jalam.
No. Annani we never say, because in the annam is that which we are you going to enjoy. Annam is not only for this, so whichever we are going to enjoy. Now here annam, even for vyanjanam, in the same darvi is supposed to be your ladle. In the same ladle, if you are going to get going to put annam, then supaha parpa, then you are going to put the gritam, then you can say annani.
Okay. That is anna vagaira kal and the madri.
Ama anna vagaira.
It is like
annam doesn't, in Tamil la vandu we always think annam is only for the sadam. Okay.
Yes,
it
yes,
is
yes.
Annam is that everything is annam. Everything is annam. Like you have that which is going to be enjoyed, like payasam, curry,
okay.
Everything is called annam. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Any under, not only this, anything which is enjoyable. So annam bahu kurvita. annam purvita is a veda vakya. So there what happens is whatever is like selvam, wealth is also annam, then property is also annam that way.
Okay.
Annam is that which is going to be enjoyed by.
Bhagini,
annam darvinyam.
Darvyam.
Darvyam.
D-A-R-V-Y-A-M. Darvyam.
Yes.
Okay.
Annam
darvyam. Darvyam is, darvi is ladle. Annam darvyam asti. Annam kutra asti.
Annam darvyam asti.
Uttam. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Bhagini.
What is the next word?
Panditaha. पण्डितः काशी राधा भगिनी
पण्डितः काश्याम् अस्ति पण्डिताः काश्यां सन्ति
सूपर् पण्डिताः काश्यां सन्ति पण्डितः अलर्न्ड् मेन् इस् देर् इन् काशी 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 इट्सेल्फ् it's no problem digression as usual digression I'll just come to this word kashi means shining okay we have prakashah from that only pra is the upasarga added to kash so what happens prakashah so kash is deepta that which shines so kashi itself is a shining place so panditah kashyam asti uttama radha bagini finished it now you have we saw aha then we saw we retain
kashi is shining and what does that is kashi is shining what does prakashah means
prakashah is the light is the jyoti is the that which shines yeah prakashah surya prakashah pardon mahogi
kashi means shining
tama
So Prakasha, when you say pra means like which is like a clockwise or something, right?
Yeah, praka. No, I compared that word. Kashaha asti iti kashi. So prakashaha asti iti. You can also say prakashi. Here it is. Kashaha asti means the illumination is there. That which has illumination is kashi. Like you have karaha asti iti kari. For elephant, we say, no, kari, means it has a kara, a prominent hand. It has a trunk, which is a prominent hand. So it has a prominent hand, so it is called kari. Yogaha asti, yogi. The same way, prakashaha asti, kashaha asti. So it is called kashi. I said like that. So kashaha is, prakashaha is the jyoti, is the light.
So
pra means
pardon? Pra means that side, is it? What does pra mean?
Pra is just extraordinary or prominent. For that you use pralikati, means you write beautifully. Pralikati. Pra is always, that upasarga is always used to enhance the meaning.
Because so Bhagini, you said that direction is a side, and when you say pradakshinam and you move that from pradakshinam side, right? Pradakshinam, pradakshinam.
That way you are asking? Okay.
Yes.
Pradakshinam is, you cannot relate it to that side. You just say pradakshinam, dakshinam. Pradakshinam is going around. Let me find out. If that pra in Pradakshinam has a specific meaning or something. Pradakshinam is going, starting from the, Dakshina, from the right side of the deity and doing the Pradakshinam. It goes because, for circumambulation.
India is in the northern hemisphere. In northern hemisphere, we do Pradakshinataha. Like, means like, when you rotate, you start from the Dakshina side. But in the northern hemisphere, we do it from the opposite side. So we call it as a pradakshina, but we don't rotate from dakshina side. Pradakshinataha. And like when we need to say clockwise, we say pradakshinataha, right? In Sanskrit.
exactly, so exactly.
You start moving in the direction to the direction of dakshina and then keep on moving, which is called pradakshinika, pradakshinam.
Like that pra is used. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So prakashah and prakashah is the same.
Pra there, here, probably the pra could be for some other upasarga, like prati, prati upasarga is there. So, abhyayam, so some other abhyayam. This pra is couldn't be the pra from the upasarga. I don't know. I'm not saying. Anyways, I'll confirm. So, it could be abbreviation for some other word, like prati dakshinam, dakshinam prati, prati dakshinam, you can say. You have a samasta padam there. There you have prati is the word. So this pradakshinam comes from that. Let me find out. Okay. Upasarga means the pra is always used to enhance the word. Anyways, this pradakshinam, if it is prati, the meaning you are saying is prati dakshinam, dakshinam prati. The meaning as told by you gives the word like dakshinam prati, towards dakshinam, you are saying, right? So I'll find out. I'll find out and clarify. But if it, the upasarga pra is used, it means it enhances the lashchar. Kashaha, lashchar, prakashaha, glow. Now we have a napumsakalinga, griham. What happens there? As I told before, a napumsakalinga, a ending pullinga, leaving the first two vibhaktis, they will have the same format. We saw that. Grihasya nama. Griham, grihasya nama, Sita Bhavanam. Griham, grihasya nama, patram, patrasya nama, we saw all those things. So, here, griham becomes what? There we saw megaha, mege. So, griham will become grihe. Mata, griham, asti, mata, grihe, asti. Mata, grihe, asti. Mata kutra asti, mata grihe asti. Don't go for the Bhagavachanam, but okay, if you go for the Bhagavachanam, it is mataraha grihe santi. Mata becomes mataraha in the Bhagavachanam, mataraha grihe santi. Now, Prema Bhagini, katha. Prema Bhagini, please unmute yourself.
The word is katha and I can't see the other one.
1 minute. Katha and pustaka.
Acha. Katha pustake asti. Kathaha pustake santi.
Uttama. Katha kutra asti.
Katha pustake asti.
Katha pustake asti. Raja, next one. Thank you, Bhagini. Viji Bhagini. Raja Bhavanam.
Raja Bhavane Asti.
Wait a minute. The Bahuvachanam will be Raja Naha. Okay?
Okay.
Raja Naha Bhavane
Asti.
Raja Naha Bhavane Santi.
Raja na bhavane asti.
Santi.
Am I right, Bhagini?
Raja na bhavane santi.
Okay.
Tell another time. Raja na.
Raja na bhavane asti.
Raja na bhavane santi.
भवने डिड् यू यूस् स अगेन्
आमा सन्ति बिकास् राजानः बहुवचनम् अस्ति एकवचनं सन्ति इस् बहुवचनं राजा भवने अस्ति राजानः भवने सन्ति
भवने सस्ति
सन्ति सन्ति
भवने सन्ति
आमा ओके अस्ति इस् एकवचनं he is there raja is there in the bhavanam there is a meeting of all the rajas so all the rajas have come so rajas the kings are there in the bhavanam so santi it becomes santi right so raja kutra asti
raja bhavane asti rajanah bhavane santi
uttama धन्यवादः भगिनि चतुरामन् महोदय भक्ताः मन्दिरं
सो इन् एकवचनम् इट् वुड् बि भक्तः मन्दिरे अस्ति इन् बहुवचनं भक्ताः मन्दिरे अस्ति
भक्ताः मन्दिरे
मन्दिरे सन्ति
सन्ति वेरि गुड् भक्ताः मन्दिरे अस्ति
राजाः और भक्ताः भवने और भवनेषु सन्ति
मीटिङ्ग् फार् आल् द किङ्ग्स् आल्सो दे हव् आल् कम् इन् वन् भवनम् या इट् इस् भवनेषु आल्सो इस् करेक्ट् दट्स् वै सेड् दे आर् आल् मीटिङ्ग् फार् सम् पर्पस् so they have come together okay so you can say rajanah bhavaneshu bhavanam we are doing ekavachanam so let it be bhavane for the time being okay
but bhavaneshu when we are saying something where you ask like you know chata, something like you know the plural as well right
I used only this only for the subject I'm asking the plural for this okay. I am not because ekavachanam will itself feel confusing so for the next classes we can do the plural okay
but is that correct when you say rajanah bhavane santi is that a right statement to say grammatically
Yeah, because when Dasharatha was consulting for the Pattabhishekam, for the coronation of Rama, all the kings had gathered in the Bhavanam. So they have all come down. So Rajanah Bhavane Santi. No, not a problem, right? When they have some different discussions, they are calling for a meeting. You have Mantri Sachivalaya Asti, Mantri Naha. When they are all in a meeting, probably they will go to Pradhana Mantri's house. So, Pradhana Mantri asti, Mantri naha api santi. So, that's why I said they have a meeting. So, they have all come together for the meeting, all the Rajas. Then that can be correct. Okay, but grammatically not a problem. You can use it like this one. But when you say Raja Bhavane, the king lives in the palace, if it is like that. King lives, had I put Vasati, then I would surely have to say Bhavaneshu Vasanti, right? महोदय सेतुरामन् महोदय भक्ताः मन्दिरे अस्ति भक्ताः मन्दिरे सन्ति भक्ताः कुत्र अस्ति महोदय
भक्तः मन्दिरे अस्ति
अस्तु धन्यवादः सिंहः वनं नागेन्द्र महोदय यु ओन्ली हव् टु से आई थिंक
सिंहः अस्ति वनं अस्ति सिंहः वने अस्ति
बहुवचनं विल् बि
सिंहाः वने सन्ति
सन्ति सिंहः कुत्र अस्ति
सिंहः वने अस्ति
सिंहः वने अस्ति धन्यवादः सीता भगिनी आन् मै ओन् ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् हास्यकणिका हास्यकणिका जोक् पत्रिका हास्यकणिका पत्रिका अस्ति
ओके आस्त्र हास्य कणिकाः पत्रिकायां सन्ति
उत्तम हास्यकणिकाः पत्रिकायां सन्ति हास्यकणिकाः कुत्र सन्ति
हास्त्रकणिकाः पत्रिकायां सन्ति
ओके रिलेटिङ्ग् टु दिस् गृहम् अनदर् थिङ्ग् ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् नपुंसकलिङ्गं फेनः 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 मीन्स् नोर फोम् ओके नोर फोम् फेनः वस्त्रफेनकं फेनः वन् वर्ड् वस्त्रफेनकं वन् वर्ड् अस्ति वन् वर्ड् टेल्
ओके फेनकं फेनः वस्त्र फेनकाया नो
फेनकं नो सो इट् विल् बी लैक् गृहे
ओके 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 वस्त्रफेनके अस्ति
वेरि गुड् फेनः वस्त्रफेनके अस्ति फेनः कुत्र अस्ति
फेनः वस्त्रफेने अस्ति
वस्त्रफेनके अस्ति उत्तमं चलुङ्गु
फेनाः वा
आमां फेनाः नोरैगल् फेनाः
वस्त्रफेने सन्ति
वस्त्रफेनके सन्ति उत्तमं फेनाः वस्त्रफेनके सन्ति उत्तमं धन्यवादः राधा भगिनी नलिका जलं नलिका टाप् जलम् अस्ति
नलिका जले अस्ति नो इट्स् रोंग् राइट्
नो प्राब्लम् नलिका हस् फालन् इन् द वाटर् नो प्राब्लम् It's not a big deal. My mistake. I asked it wrongly. No problem. Wait a minute. Jalam. Okay. Akarshaha. A force is there in water, right? Akarshaha jalam asti.
Akarshaha jale asti.
Akarshaha jale asti. Akarshaha kutra asti.
आकर्षः जले अस्ति
उत्तमं धन्यवादः अस्तु ऐ विल् सेण्ड् सम् मोर् सेण्टेन्सस् अण्ड् ऐ एम् रैटिङ्ग् द ओल्ड् श्लोकास् मुदाकरात् अण्ड् आल् दोस् थिङ्ग्स् आल् द ओल्ड् पेण्डिङ्ग् थिङ्ग्स् आल् दोस् थिङ्ग्स् ऐ एम् रैटिङ्ग् ऐ विल् सेण्ड् इट् थ्रू वाट्सप् एनी क्वश्चन्स् जस्ट् आस्क् आफ्टर् ऐ फिनिश् द शान्ति मन्त्र सो वाट् वी सा टुडे इस् सप्तमी विभक्ति अधिकरणकारक where in, on and all are used and we also saw that there are few words which like as usual the words don't go by the meaning they don't take the gender according to the meaning their gender is attached to the suffixes so aap jalam we saw jalam is normally 99% jalam is an apumsakalinga word but there is a word called apaha which is a nitya strilinga bahuvachana word it's a bahuvachana word and we also saw the ending the saptami vibhakti for akaraanta pullinga akaraanta strilinga ikaraanta strilinga and akaraanta napumsakalinga so what happens when it is akaraanta pullinga aha ramaha we say we just remove the visarga and put a rame then we have vidyalaye syute meghe akashe and all those things the same way we have akaraanta for akaraanta napumsakalinga the same griham grihe vanam vane jalam jale pushpam pushpe all these things we saw then we have akaraanta strilinga if it comes to akaraanta strilinga all along even in shashti vibhakti what we see is we retain the akaraantatvam the whole word and we add the ya so here also we add yam petika petikayam guha गुहायां भोजनशाला भोजनशालायां पत्रिका पत्रिकायां वि सॉ ऑल दिस थिंग्स देन फॉर ई ऑल अलोंग वी हैव बीन सीइंग ई इज रिमूव्ड एंड देन द याम इज एडेड इफ इट इज ईकारांत सो व्हाट हैपेंस नदी ई गोस नद रिमेंस याम इज एडेड नद्याम कूपी he is gone kup yam kupyam gathi he is gone gathyam duravani he is gone duravanyam we will do some more exercises in the following classes and we will go further we will go to the rare verb usages like karomi karoti then it becomes kurmaha patati becomes patanti whereas karoti becomes kurvanti all these words the special words we will do next week any doubts please whatsapp send me audio anything I'll send you the answers I'll send you some more worksheets through WhatsApp, right? Okay. I'll finish. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah Sarve santu niramayah Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kashchit dukha bhagbhavet Om Shanti Shanti Shanti